Erica Woods with the Cape Cod Rabies Task Force is driving through the forests in Plymouth. She's got a box of fishy-smelling cubes with her, and she tosses one at a time out the window.
I am throwing these bait packs. I'm looking for brush areas, anywhere that raccoons might be, maybe dumpsters, and just throwing them out into the woods, so hopefully no domestic animals get them.
Each bait pack has a crumbly coating outside that smells strong to attract raccoons. Woods and other members of the baiting team will throw hundreds of these out a day for the next few weeks, and when raccoons bite into them, the vaccine contained in a gel inside the pack will burst open and vaccinate the animal. Back in 2004, the Cape had a rabies outbreak that spread all the way to Provincetown. The Cape Cod Rabies Task Force, along with the USDA, devised a baiting plan that successfully was able to eradicate raccoon rabies. This month marks the fifth year that the Cape has been raccoon rabies free, in part due to baiting efforts by the two organizations. Catherine Brown, the state veterinarian with the Department of Public Health, says the Cape is an ideal place to test rabies eradication strategies.
Part of what has been happening here is this really proof of concept. You know, there's always been a question of, can we actually get rid of raccoon rabies once it's arrived in an area? And the Cape is really a perfect place for us to really look at that because we have this natural geographic barrier.
The East Coast has some of the highest incidences of raccoon rabies in the country. The task force will bait through April on the mainland side of the bridges and on the Cape side through May. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.